This is Rock Chalk Sports Talk with Nick Schwert on new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.
Rock Chalk Sports Talk, new FM 101.7, 1320 KLWN. I'm Nick Schwert, Derek Johnson in studio with me for the final hour of RCST. Royals getting back at it tonight at 7:15. Pre-game coverage starts at 6:30 here on KLWN. I've been teasing it all day. I've been building it up, and I have very few doubts in my mind that it will disappoint. It is time for the most self-explanatory segment in the history of sports talk radio. It is time for Let's Rank Stuff, and the subject at hand this afternoon will be the top 10 breakfast foods of all time.
Whoa.
This is pretty daring.
Controversial.
Kind of going out on a limb on this one. This could be the last segment I do at any moment. The FCC, the board members of this fine company could be walking in the studio and ripping me out of my chair. But you know what? I do it for you. I do this for the people, and I'm not going to waste any more time. I think we should save the honorable mentions for the end to build suspense. Maybe people are listening for their favorite breakfast if it didn't make the list, and they'll be wondering, okay, maybe it's number one, and then you've come to find out it's not even on the list. But I'll tell you what, guys, this list is chiseled in stone. It is immovable. It is absolutely final. Top 10 best breakfast foods. Let's get it going. Number 10, kind of vague, fruit. Just fruit.
I just got
in general.
Cramming blueberries into my mouth.
Blueberries, bananas, oranges, apples. The number one breakfast if you're on the go and you still want to get some nutrients in your body. Fruit, the banana is the best one, right? You don't have time to fix breakfast. You grab a banana on your way out, get some potassium, get some vitamins in your body. Fruit's just, it's a great on-the-go breakfast, extremely reliable and unbelievably fulfilling. You're not going to feel bad about it. Usually, if you want to have a good breakfast, it's going to take you some time. You can have a good breakfast on the go. Just have some fruit ready, and you've got your stuff right there. A little glass of orange juice, I think that constitutes as fruit as well. Fruit is a staple of every breakfast. It is number 10 on the best breakfast foods. Number 9. Talk about Old Faithful. Talk about reliable. Withstood the test of time. Scrambled eggs, man. Scrambled eggs are the 9th best breakfast food. Everybody knows how to make scrambled eggs. It doesn't take a genius. It's one of the first meals, breakfast meals, that people learn how to make. You know, after cereal, scrambled eggs. Crack an egg, throw in a little milk, scramble them up, maybe some cheese on the top if you like it. A little bit of salt and pepper. Huh?
I'm not a big egg guy, but I can respect that being in the top 10. Everybody loves
it. So you don't,
it's a staple,
you don't enjoy the scrambled eggs, but you respect the scrambled eggs. You're like me with Kevin Durant joining the Warriors. Mm. I don't enjoy it, but I respect greatness, and that's what scrambled eggs are. Greatness in food form. So you don't eat scrambled eggs at all.
I mean, I'll eat it on in a burrito, breakfast burrito, on a breakfast sandwich, something like that. I just don't like them plain.
What about a little hot sauce on the top? A little bit of ketchup. It's not your groove?
Not my groove.
Number 8. This is where we start getting a little controversial. It's fallen from its perch. It's something a lot of people would probably have as number 1, if not number 2 or number 3. But it's not in its prime anymore. I'm sorry. I hate to break it to you. Number 8's bacon. That's right.
This guy's deal.
Bacon.
Number 8?
Number 8.
Are you serious?
Here's the problem with bacon.
You can put it on like anything.
Here's the issue that bacon runs into. It was propped up for so long as being the end-all be-all when it came to breakfast. To the point of we reached a wall where we had to take a step back and say, wait a minute. Bacon's good. It's really good. Top 10.
Going down a bad path here.
Bacon's top 10, but it's not number 1. It's not top 5. And you know what? I get turned off by people figuratively trying to shove bacon down your throat. By telling you how much they love bacon. We put bacon on everything. Put it on your pizza. Put it on your chicken. Wrap it around your steak and stick a toothpick through it. And now they have bacon flavored everything. Yeah, bacon-flavored toothpaste. Mm. Bacon-flavored chewing gum. Bacon bits on your...
I think you're making these up.
I made up the chewing gum one, but it's just too much. It reached a peak. We take a step back. It's fallen from its perch. It's past its prime. It's Dwayne Wade. You know? It's just, it's not what it once was, and that's okay. It's still great, but we need to be realistic about our expectations for bacon, and what if we're being realistic... Bacon comes in at number 8. It's Let's Rank Stuff, Best Breakfast Foods on Rock Chalk Sports Talk, New FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. Number 7, pancakes. Can't go wrong with a nice, hefty stack of flapjacks. Put a little dollop of butter on there, drizzle some syrup, and watch it just cascade down the sides. Get a little caught up on the ridges a little bit. You lift half a pancake up and get a little bit of syrup in there. Lift another pancake up, get a little bit of syrup in there. Pancakes are great.
Sounds
and
like
you can do so much to them.
You get a little too into your pancake.
You can go chocolates, you can go banana, you can go blueberries. Whatever you want to do to your pancakes, you can do it. You can make them in different shapes. You can make heart-shaped pancakes. You can make football-shaped pancakes. You can do whatever you want to pancakes. It's so great. Gotta love pancakes.
Versatile.
They come in at number 7. Number 6. Now, this is where you're going to get... This is where bacon comes back into play, because you're going to say, well, what beat out bacon? Bacon's a great breakfast meat. I'll give it that. Probably a top 3 breakfast meat. But it's not number 1.
Stop.
Because number 1 belongs to sausage, my friend. When are we going to have a sausage fest?
I can't believe you just said that.
When are sausages going to get the respect that bacon gets? Why is it all about bacon? Bacon this, bacon that, but I don't hear people clamoring for putting sausage on more stuff.
I have an idea, because it's better.
If you give me a plate of bacon and a plate of sausage links, breakfast sausage links, a little spice to them, I would take the sausage 10 times out of 10.
He's just wrong.
Sausage links are unbelievable. And even if you're not going to go sausage links, you can go to the ground Jimmy Dean breakfast sausage. Throw a little maple syrup in there. Are you kidding me? Breakfast sausages are so... it's not even close how much better breakfast sausage is than bacon. And it's more filling. Way more filling than bacon. You have to eat like 8 strips of bacon to get filled up. And I know it's a side dish, as is sausage. But much more hearty, much more filling, better for you, better tasting, more diverse... Sausage is unequivocally better than bacon. And it's number 6 on the best breakfast foods. All right, we're into the top 5. Let's rank stuff. Best breakfast foods on Rock Chalk Sports Talk. Number 5. I feel like this doesn't get the credit it deserves, so that's why we're giving it the due credit today. Hash browns.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not talking about the hash brown cakes. Get out of here with that. Take your McDonald's hash browns and shove them where the sun don't shine. I'm talking about the diced hash browns. You know what I'm talking about. The little shoestring-looking hash browns. You get them a little crispy on one side. Oh, my goodness. Man, hash browns are an unbelievable step. You can add it to any breakfast. Any breakfast, throw on a side of hash browns. So note, when it comes to sides so far, we have bacon at 8, sausage at 6, and hash browns at 5. So I have hash browns as the number 1 breakfast side dish. Not the number 1 breakfast food, the number 1 breakfast side dish. Are you comfortable with hash browns being ahead of bacon and sausage?
I am comfortable with hash browns. I'm comfortable with pancakes. I'm not comfortable with sausage ahead of bacon.
Hash browns are unbelievable, man. Throw a little bit of onions in there. Throw some salt and pepper on top.
I would be fine if you put that at number 1.
Really?
I really would.
Okay. Well, it's not number 1. It's number 5, and it's adequately ranked. Number 4, best breakfast foods. A lot of people will go back and forth on what's better, pancakes or this item at number 4. You know what it is. Waffles, baby. And I'm
that just makes no sense.
I'm waffles over pancakes every day of the week. I go back and forth. I really do. It's something that pushes and pulls on me almost every day. Are you a waffle guy? Are you a pancake guy? I consider it to be both. I mean, I put both of them in my top 10, and wait until you hear the ones we left off. When you hear the ones we left off, then you'll come back and say, I'm sorry, Nick. I didn't realize that you were both a waffle and pancake guy. because you're going to understand how much credit I gave them when you see a lot of the great dishes that didn't make the cut. But waffles are number four. The reason I put them at number four over the pancakes is they've got the syrup traps, man. You don't have to worry about the syrup spilling over the plate, getting your hands sticky, getting your fork sticky. It's great. Now, there is a downside to waffles. A little bit harder to butter, right? A lot of times, buttering the waffle takes a full 5 minutes. Everybody else at the table is almost halfway done with their meal, and you're still sitting there trying to butter each little ridge in the waffle. But then you take a first bite, and you get that crunch, and you're going to realize it was all worth it.
Have you ever, instead of just normal butter, used peanut butter
over
the waffle?
Never
you
done
need
that.
To try that. And then you pour the syrup on top. That's dynamite. I would be all for that over a pancake, but waffle versus pancake, I'm taking pancake.
Really?
Yeah.
Catch me next week. Maybe I'll be flip-flopping. Maybe I'll put pancakes at four and waffles at seven. But for now, waffles are number four, and that brings us to the top 10. So let's rank stuff. Best breakfast foods, new FM 101.7, 1320 KLWN. It's pretty controversial, but after I explain it, I think you'll understand why I have this item at number three. The breakfast sandwich. And you're probably thinking to yourself, well, Nick, that's pretty vague. A breakfast sandwich could be any sorts of things. My rebuttal would be, exactly. So many different types of breakfast sandwiches. You can put anything you want on it. First off, let's start with the bread. Do you want to use toast? You can do toast. You want to do a bagel? You can do a bagel. Do you want to use a croissant sandwich? You can use a croissant to make a sandwich. That is my... If I built the perfect breakfast sandwich, I'm going croissant, egg, sausage, cheese. There you go. And that's what makes the breakfast sandwich so great, is it includes all of your favorite breakfast foods. If you want to substitute the bacon for the sausage, you can do that. If you want to use toast instead of croissant, if you want to use a bagel instead of croissant, you can do that. You want to throw a little bit of cream cheese on the top? You can do that too. Breakfast sandwiches are diverse. It includes everybody. Whatever you like, you make your own breakfast sandwich. That's what makes it so great. Breakfast sandwich number three.
Part of me thinks this is cheating because you're encompassing so many of the foods on here. Like, you can encompass sausage. You can encompass your bacon. You can, heck, you can even put your hash browns
on
there if you want.
I'm giving you the choice, man.
So maybe,
empowering you.
Maybe that makes it a little cheap that it's encompassing all those foods. Or maybe it just makes it the super team of foods.
I think it does. I think it makes it brilliant. Hey, I want a breakfast sandwich. What do you want on it? Let me think about it. Oh, all of my favorite breakfast foods. Boom. Throw a little maple syrup on the top? Why not?
Breakfast sandwich with a pancake?
I'm not going to judge
your sandwich buns?
Here's, you know what I'm going to do for that? No, you can't do a pancake sandwich. You can't have a pancake sandwich. This is not... I have had a waffle sandwich with chicken in the middle.
Well, those are great.
Those are great.
Yeah.
But the breakfast sandwich, because of its diversity and its inclusion, it is number three. Number two best breakfast foods, the omelet. And this is the second item on the list.
The worst thing I've ever heard.
That is egg-based. We had scrambled eggs at number nine. And I know you're probably thinking, well, I have scrambled eggs way more than I have omelets. Exactly. It's a luxury item. The omelet is a luxury item. Oftentimes, you don't have time to prepare an omelet. But in the same ilk of the breakfast sandwich, it can include whatever you want. Get some red peppers in there, some green peppers, some onions, whatever, some mushrooms. You could throw some sausage in there, throw some bacon in there. Whatever you want to put on the omelet, you can put on the omelet. That's your choice. You ever notice whenever you're at like a nice breakfast buffet or you're on vacation and you're at a hotel and they've got the continental breakfast? You ever notice where the longest line is? It's not at the cereal station. It's not at the waffle maker. It's at the omelet station, man. You got that guy in the chef hat in the middle of the room, everybody's surrounding around him, waiting to get their omelet. There's a reason why the omelet maker, the omelet chef, has a line wrapped around the building, because everybody wants an omelet. They don't eat them enough, but when given the opportunity to indulge, they are going to take advantage of every single second of it. The omelet, number two.
I'm down with it being in the top 10. I think it's a bit too high. I think there's some good choices
behind you. I guarantee you, the next time you go to like a breakfast buffet, you're going to wait in line for that omelet. When you could build a great breakfast without having to spend 10 minutes waiting in line for the omelet, but you do it every time. You do it every time because it's a luxury item, and you don't know when the next opportunity is going to be to have an omelet. Omelet's number two. That's final. And finally, number one, I know that a lot of people are expecting to hear this or that, But I'm going to stay true to myself, and I'm going to stand firm at this. The best breakfast food of all time is none other than the B&G. The biscuits and the gravy, the top breakfast food ever. Hearty, filling, tasty, delicious, biscuits and gravy. Unbeatable. Every single there's never been a time when I've been presented an option to eat biscuits and gravy and I said no thank you. I could be completely full. Give me a biscuit, top it with some gravy, I'm good to go. Every single time.
Again, I think top 10 worthy, top 5 worthy, but I still see some out there that I would take over it.
Okay, you're going to a breakfast joint. You're building your perfect breakfast. What's on the plate?
So I can just put anything on there. Let's go with hash browns. Give me some French toast. And give me some bacon.
Let me stop you right there. Because now comes the hard part. The part I don't like doing. I don't like being the bad guy. I don't. I like to be your friend. I'm one of you. But this is the part where I start listing off the honorable mentions. The close but no cigar breakfast foods. You mentioned one of them, French toast. I know people would have that at number one. Sorry. It's not cracking the top 10.
It's what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Listen, man, it is a kitschy item. Oh, we're going to have some French toast. How about some pancakes instead? Because if you're going to have something sweet and topple it with syrup, you're going to have pancakes or you're going to have waffles. French toast is a distant third. I'm sorry.
When French it comes to syrup, is way better than pancakes or waffles.
You're crazy. You're crazy, man.
I think we should put this one up to a poll.
So it hurt me to keep this one off, but because it's a staple for so many people's breakfast, probably the most popular breakfast food, but cereal. I'm sorry. You're just not a top 10 breakfast. You're incredibly easy. You're resourceful. You're very reliable, but cereal just, no one's going to put it in their top 10. Like, what do you want for breakfast tomorrow? I really want cereal. Maybe for a child, you settle for cereal. Adults, humans all over the world, every single morning, wake up and settle for cereal. And I'm sorry, it just cannot crack my top 10. I won't do it.
I'm starting to wonder fruit as number 10, because this isn't a thing where, like, you need to be healthy. It's whatever you want to eat.
I'm saying it's the most... Fruit is...
But there's so many good ones out there. French toast, I mean...
You can put fruit in a smoothie, man, on the go. Drink it on your way to work. Eat a banana. It's just so reliable, man. And it's so easy. You have to have fruit in your top 10. You have to. Bagels. Had to leave bagels off. Pains me to do it. Bagels and cream cheese. Bagels and jelly. Whatever you want to put on your bagel. It's just, you know, what do I take off? What do I take off? Breakfast burritos. You mentioned it. Breakfast burritos are great, but they're kind of new to the party.
Kind of goes up with their breakfast sandwich, though. It's kind of like that.
Okay, but let's keep it American, then. Let's just keep it breakfast sandwich. Why not? Donut, cinnamon roll, regular toast, oatmeal, cold pizza.
Toast and oatmeal? No, those are not even close.
I love oatmeal. Healthy breakfast. Heart healthy.
But again, this is like best breakfast, not...
But health can be factored into the equation, Derek.
Well, then, I should probably rearrange
some of this. I said it can be. It doesn't have to be, but it can be.
So when it suits you.
I'm saying it's a formula. You add everything up, put it into a blender, and see what you come out with. Yes, fruit and oatmeal is benefited by the fact that it has health benefits, but it also has things working against it, like taste and flavor, deliciousness. That's my top 10, man. And if you don't like it, you can go have your own breakfast. Hey, go make your own top 10 list of breakfast foods. But this one's set in stone. I'm glad I was able to share it with you. It might be the last one we ever did because it was good to get that off my chest. Very daring
edition. The bosses are coming.
Of Let's Ranked. Well, we better get out of here then. It's 524 Rock Chalk Sports Talk, New FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.